Hi, I'm Gina Jordan, a host here at WFSU Public Media. You may have noticed the sudden popularity of shades of pink and green, and you can thank the hit movie Wicked for that. It's become the highest-grossing Broadway adaptation of a movie ever at the U.S. box office.
Are people born wicked? Or do they have wickedness thrust upon them?
Wicked is already one of the highest grossing movies of any kind this year in the U.S., and it's also an international hit. The movie musical was adapted from the first act of the Broadway musical of the same name, and part two is due out near the end of 2025.
Alphaba, why can you stay calm for once instead of flying off the handle? I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy now. I hope you're happy how you hurt your cause forever. I hope you think you're clever.
I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy too. I hope you're proud how you would grovel in submission to feed your own ambition.
So though I can't imagine how, I hope you're happy.
Right.
I'm joined by Lauren Houghton Gillis, the Bachelor of Fine Arts Music Theater Director at FSU. She has also worked professionally, still does, in various roles in the theater, including choreographer, director. Welcome.
So wonderful for you to have me here today. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited to meet you. So first of all, tell us what your job at FSU entails.
So I teach three courses. I'm an assistant professor, and I am the director of the BFA Music Theater Program, which has been around for 40 years. I'm assuming that role. It was developed many years ago, which is incredible. BFA programs are popping up everywhere, I think, because of shows like Wicked, because of shows like Hamilton. It's a very exciting time for the art form. But FSU has a long tradition of this major, and I'm just very excited to jump in. I started in August of this year, and I basically am looking at the curriculum and looking at the four-year journey of the students, making sure it aligns with what the industry is doing right now. So I have 34 students in the program, and I am their advisor. I teach a lot of their courses, and basically, my colleague and I, Elisa Hauser, we are just facilitating their journey through FSU.
Yeah, so. That's an elite program. So
yes.
You would accept, what, 8 people, maybe 10 freshmen?
Correct. You did your research. Yeah, yeah. We have 8 to 10 every year. So, yeah, there's somewhere between 30 and 35 at any time in the program. Very, very elite, but it's less elite and more so we want to give the one-on-one education to these students. It's so interesting because FSU is a very large university. But we really pride ourselves at being like a conservatory style within that university experience. So, yes, I know every student by name. I have one-on-one like conversations with them regularly. I love the setup of the program. I love how kind of individualized it is to the student.
Yeah, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. And congratulations on the new gig. That's exciting.
Thank you.
So you have your own Wicked connection. You appeared in this musical on Broadway. Tell us about that.
I did. I was in the show on Broadway. I was on the North American National Tour. I was in the San Francisco Company, the Chicago Company, the Los Angeles Company. I started in 2007, and I was a part of, I call it my Wicked family. I was a part of the show on and off until 2018 when I went back to school to get my master's in musical theater. So it was a huge part of my life. Most of my friend group, you know, they're my collaborators now. I work artistically in other capacities with people I met on Wicked. When I was first cast in the show, we have to go back to 2007, it was only 4 years old, the show. So it was very, very popular.
Popular.
There were many companies. That's what I talk about. I did all these different companies of Wicked. So I floated between all of them.
Wow.
And I was cast as a swing. So a lot of people who aren't in the industry aren't aware of what this is. But basically, a swing is an understudy or cover for the entire ensemble. So the singers and the dancers that are singing in the big group production numbers all need coverage in a show like this, a major commercial hit. Because a show like this never closes, right? It's going on 52 weeks a year, 8 times a week. And so there need to be people in the building to make sure that the show happens, right? There's a lot of kids out there that have, you know, waited months, years to see Wicked. So there's, it's kind of like a sports team. Mm-hmm. You know, there's people waiting in the wings or, you know, waiting on the bench, I guess you would say in sports. But I was able to cover 10 roles. So at any time, if there was injury, vacation, sickness, I was, you know, called in to be one of 10 people in the show at a moment's notice. And sometimes I'd had hours of notice, and sometimes it would be like 5 minutes before curtain. And so it was an amazing, I feel like I got my first master's at Wicked, because of course I had trained my whole life to sing, act, and dance, but it's a different thing to be able to jump up and do a show as and many different voice parts, many different dance parts. You know, I just had to be really malleable. And I learned a lot about myself, about performance, and it was an incredible job. I'm so thankful for that opportunity.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's exciting. So how do you think the success of a musical like Wicked at the movies, you know, this is based on this Broadway show, how might this boost music theater programs like the one at FSU?
Well, we're in an interesting time in 2024. The Wicked movie was incredible, I do have to say. A lot of people are asking my opinion because I was just a part of the theatrical experience for so long. But I think the talent is just getting more advanced every day. Mm-hmm. I look at students, you know, when we're recruiting and when we're looking at auditions for the program, I can't believe the talent I'm seeing. And yes, you can go right to New York or Chicago or Los Angeles, and you can pursue this right out of high school, 17, 18. But to have a career that is long-lasting, you need an intense training program like we have at Florida State, like there are all over the country. You know, to learn how to do 8 shows in 1 week, to maintain your voice and to, you know, maintain your body as a dancer, not only as a dancer, but to be on stage and to do something over and over again, you have to train, and you have to know what that takes and to know how to keep yourself healthy.
Yeah.
I know so many people who have success young and then they burn out. So a program like Florida State, a program like so many of my colleagues have all over the country, really gets you ready for the rigor of this career.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people that were my friends that were performing on Broadway 10 years ago are now running programs because they want to give back. They want to help the next generation and usher them into this amazing art form of musical theater. So I believe that it's completely wholeheartedly necessary to go to a program like this. And so I do think that the movie is going to create a lot of hopes and dreams, of Broadway dreams or maybe like, you know, Hollywood dreams for a lot of young people. And therefore, I think that's going to translate to a lot more people wanting to pursue musical theater, which is very, very exciting.
Yeah. I also wonder if this movie will translate into a lot of people wanting to go to the theater, to go see live theater. I mean, you would think it would.
I am very hopeful. You know, I think often about, wow, what incredible things are happening with film and TV. And I can stream so much just in the luxury of my living room. I have 2 children, so I have a big Elsa fan at home. But nothing replaces the idea and the experience of going to a show with live piano, live orchestra. You know, nothing will ever, ever replicate that.
Yeah.
As much as I love, you know, turning on the TV and watching a movie, if I'm going to watch a musical, the correct way to do that is in the audience in experiencing it with many other people. There's nothing like live applause. The kind of energy you feel, now I'm more of an audience member, but when I was a performer, that energy of like audience to performer, there's nothing like it. Mm. And we'll never be able to AI that experience.
Yeah.
So I really am hoping, you know, with this movie, people will be more curious about live events, be more interested in musical theater as a whole. I mean, I think the industry is doing very well. I don't think there is a deficiency, but I do think it will, it's going to boost it even more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to delve more into that. Live theater is magical. It's incredible. And given the growth of artificial intelligence, you've said theater becomes even more important. Can we just delve into the reasons for that? Not aside from the fact that you have human beings right there with you instead of interacting with your phone or your laptop, but why is theater so important?
Well, for the people involved on stage, I think it's similar to, I did not play sports, but I have a sister and brother who were very involved and a husband who was, sports were a huge part of their upbringing. And similarly, theater is a team event, right? When you're a creator. So it really takes human beings being together in a space. You know, we can't Zoom that experience. We tried during COVID, but, and we were somewhat successful, but it takes everyone being there in the same space together and agreeing to tell a story. And the story comes before any singular need or want. It becomes about this energy and this thing and this, it's the art form that, like, we create something together, it happens on stage, and then it disappears. We don't walk away with a painting or something to, like, oh, I have this to show for it. It's just the magic of us all being together in creating together live. You know, we can video it now. We can video a live theatrical experience. It's never going to be the same as Wicked the movie, which was intentionally created to be on the screen. You know, theater is like, if you miss it, you miss it. You know, and if you were in that audience, you were lucky enough to feel the energy and the storytelling and everyone working towards this one thing. I just think that that is, it's magic, and it's only felt by the people that are in the audience and the people on stage in that moment in time. So nothing will ever replace live musical theater.
Yes. You mentioned COVID and that loss of human interaction, and I feel like humanity is still recovering from that. That is an ongoing process of what happened when we had to isolate and not really be with each other. And the collaboration, having people that are literally working together, throwing out the same thing, trying to create this magic, there really isn't anything like it. And I know something like Wicked, for example, you did this on Broadway. I mean, this is a very complex show. Can you just address the teamwork to get this show up there?
So when you're first creating a show, there's many designers, there's the director, the choreographer, and then everyone has a team within their kind of element, right? There's an associate director, an assistant director. There's all types of people in each area. But, you know, you have costume design, you have set design, you have sound design, you have lighting design, and then all of the teams underneath each of those areas. Before that team's even assembled, there's the writers, the composer. And then, yeah, they bring on a director, a choreographer. Of course, they have to have a producer. That's how you raise money. And it's about constant communication. It's really when you have everyone there that your vision as a director, choreographer, you know, serving the piece, serving what the composer and writer have created, you all together coming up with the ideas of how you're going to communicate this on stage is a fun and really once-in-a-lifetime kind of experience. And then you bring on actors, singers, dancers. The stage manager is essential. The stage manager is the person who kind of connects the crew to the artist, to the musicians. You know, you have musicians in the pit that have to be aligned with the actors on stage, that have to be aligned, you know, if you have special effects or really anything happening scenically, that's on the crew. Tying all that together is on the stage manager. So it is a constant navigation of many, many, especially in commercial musical theater, you know, on the high level that Broadway or national tours are, it takes a lot of people to create that magic you see on stage. And you wouldn't really know that unless, I wish everyone could take a walk backstage during, you know, dancing through life and you see dressers doing quick changes with the entire company and you see scenic pieces going on and off, thanks to the many crew members, it's like a well-oiled machine. You know, it takes a lot of people all kind of working towards the same goal. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. That I could go on and on.
Yes, well, and way more to it than anyone really could imagine unless mm-hmm. they've been in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lauren, I'm going to put you on the spot. Would you be willing to sing a little something for us from Wicked?
Sure. So my favorite number, you know, I was in the ensemble. I covered Nessa Rose, one of the supporting leads. But my favorite number was One Short Day, also known as Emerald City. So the opening was always so magical to me. And it went like this. One short day in the Emerald City. It's early and I have coffee, but, you know.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
That was fantastic. Lauren Houghton-Gillis is the BFA Music Theater Director at FSU and a Broadway and national tour veteran of the show Wicked. Lauren, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Take a message back from me.